Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini and this is the Midday News. The mobilization of farmers is resuming. In Marseille, around 50 tractors are carrying out go slow operations in the Hautes-Pyrénées, and a supermarket is blocked near Tarbes. It is the start of a decisive week, a few days before the opening of the Salon de l'Agriculture, which will be inaugurated this Saturday at Porte de Versailles by Emmanuel Macron. The head of state will, before that, receive the presidents of the FNSEA and the Jeunes Agriculteurs. The threat of a new strike looms at the SNCF after a weekend of major disruptions with the movement of train controllers, which ended this morning. It is the switchers who may mobilize at the end of the week. Sudrail announces that it has filed a notice for Friday and Saturday, pending negotiations with management. And then in Paris, the start of another strike. This one affects the Eiffel Tower. This renewable strike is at the call of the CGT and FO, which points the finger at the financial management of the monument and its degradation. The unions are demanding, in particular from the Paris City Hall, a renovation of the Iron Lady. Employees will have to participate in the financing of the personal training account, the CPF. It is the minister delegate in charge of public accounts who has just announced this saving measure, while France must find an additional 10 billion euros from this year. A fixed contribution recommended by the Court of Auditors, which Minister Thomas Cazeneuve judges just and necessary. Abroad, the widow of Alexei Navalny is today in Brussels. Yulia Navalnaya meets the head of diplomacy of the European Union. She will also be received by the president of the council, Charles Michel. The 27 say they want to send a strong signal of support to the freedom fighters in Russia and honor the memory of the opponent of power found dead in prison last Friday. And to finish, we know the 14 representatives of the French favorite village in the running in the France 3 program this year are Tudy Island in Finistère, Collioure in the Pyrénées-Orientales, or Grignan in Drôme, among others. Online votes are open from today until March 8th. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.